Thank you. Supporting the 25th anniversary of my second album called Trouble Is, and we started. Yes, thank you. We started this tour last year in the United States, and it was going extremely well. It kept getting extended again and again because the fans kept asking us to bring it to different cities across the country, and the shows were selling out all over the place over there. And I thought, you know, we've been meaning to get back over here for a long time. And the show was just going over so well with them, we thought we would bring it to you here tonight. So we appreciate y'all coming. This album was a really big record for us. It was hot off the heels of my first album, Ledbetter Heights, that was met with a lot of success. And so, you know, sometimes it's hard to follow that up on the second record, but this one turned out to be even better than the first, and it really solidified between our first album and the second album, built the foundation of a fan base that has now supported us for going on almost 30 years, and so we're tremendously grateful for the support. And what's amazing is, you know, coming back over here, you know, and you know, we started, I don't know, about 10 years ago, really pushing this market and the European markets really hard, and just watching the fan base continue to grow, and every time we come back, there's more and more people that are getting turned on to our music and stuff. And so it's amazing that even 30 years into a career, you can continue to watch it grow and to see new faces in the audience. And so it's just tremendous. So reflecting on all of this, you know, we've been doing this album. The way the show works is that we play the whole album. It's the first time we've ever done this. We play the whole Trouble Is album in its entirety. We changed up the order a little bit to make for a better live performance. But we do the whole record, and some of the songs are extended versions, and some of them are pretty close to the sound of the album. But when we get done with all of that, then we're going to walk off the stage, and we're going to pretend like we're not coming back. And you guys all know that if you cheer and you stomp and you clap, that we're definitely going to come back, right? So, and when we do, when we do come back, we have a whole another set of music prepared for you. And these are some songs that I've chosen from various records that we put out in the 25 years since Trouble Is came out, because we've been putting out new music this entire time. And as a matter of fact, we have a brand new record that is going to come out later this year, so I want you all to be on the lookout for that, because a new album means a new tour, and that means we get to come back and play for you again. But I'm going to keep the show moving along here. It's a great show. I think you're all going to enjoy it. But this next song deserves a brief introduction, because it's one that taught me a really important lesson. You know, as a kid and as a fan of music, I knew how other people's music affected me. But I never really thought about the impact my music might have on other people, or the role it might play in their lives. And this particular song showed me that. I've always been a sucker for love songs, and I had an idea, a song title, I Found Love When I Found You. And I got with my friend Danny Tate, and we sat down and we wrote this song, and we recorded for the Trouble Is record. And from that day forward, once the album came out, I get messages every week from someone who's coming to the show, and they ask, would you please play this song, because this was our wedding song. And I had no idea that through the power of music, just being inspired to write this song, that I would be able to be present and play a role in people's lifelong memories, you know, through the music that we recorded. So every night, and I said this last night, every night in the States, when I introduce this song, there's always somebody in the audience who got married to this song. And last night, there was somebody up in the balcony over here who said that it was their wedding song as well. So if there's anybody in the house here tonight that got married to this song, then we're going to send this one out to you. It's called I Found Love When I Found You.
Thank you. Now Thank you. spend your time away like this. Existing.
Consecutive weeks at number one in the history of the rock charts. So that was pretty cool, you know, for a 19-year-old kid. I was pretty psyched about that. But it was great, man. We reached so many people, and the song still gets played on the radio today, and new people are getting turned on to the song and this music every day through, you know, things like the internet, streaming, and all of that kind of new stuff. But the song has had an extraordinary life, and we had a big run with it. And then 20 years later, some friends of mine from a band called Five Finger Death Punch called up. And those guys said, hey, we're gonna record this song for their new record that came out that year. I think it was 2019, so it's just about 20 years later. And they asked me to come play guitar on it, so I did. And then they got Brian May from Queen came and played guitar on it. Which was cool to have like one of my musical heroes playing on a song that I wrote. And then this guy, Brandon Gilbert, a country music guy, came in and sang on it. So you had this multiple genre coming together of a new interpretation of this song. You know, you had blues, you had classic rock, you had modern heavy rock, you had country music, all this stuff, all these artists coming together for this song, and we did a new version of it, and the Five Finger Death Punch guys released it. When they put it out, it shot up to number one on the rock charts all over again 20 years later, and then turned a whole new generation onto this song. But the most amazing thing about this song to me is how many people's lives it has touched. And people have written to me a lot over the years and told me, shared very personal stories, very intimate stories about things that they've been going through and how my music, but this song in particular, has affected them. And everybody's story is different because everyone's unique. But there was a common thread, and a common thread in all of their stories was that they were going through a very difficult time. They were suffering, sometimes with the loss of a loved one or a broken relationship. I mean, the list goes on, but they were struggling and they were having a hard time, and that somehow listening to this song helped them get through to the other side just a little bit faster. And to me, that's what music is all about. The idea that I could write a song and maybe help somebody through that was just absolutely mind-blowing to me. So I'm really proud of this song. And if any of you happen to know the words and you feel inspired to sing along, go ahead and sing along with us, okay? We'll be right back.
Noah Hunt. And my brother right here. on lead vocals and lead guitar from Shreveport, Louisiana, Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Thank you.
Baby, 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 when you call my name,
Oh,
come and see what Mr. Crown has to offer. What you got, Bill? What you got?
Somehow
your story. Oh, I'm sorry. Your story.
And this is the blues, ladies and gentlemen. Are you with me tonight?
Yeah.
If you love the blues, let me hear you say, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I believe you. Well, we love playing the blues, and we're very grateful to have the opportunity to play a little bit of blues for y'all here tonight. I hope you've had a good time. Have you enjoyed yourself?
Yeah.
We appreciate y'all coming out. We promise it won't be so long next time before we come back, all right? Thank you so much for joining us. And we hope to see y'all the next time. Thank you so very much. Thank you. Thank you. Shepherd will help you enjoy the show. God bless you all.